Parsha tells us, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta lehem, Odom ki yakriv mikem karban l'ashem, mina behema, mina bakar, mina tzon, takrivus karban chem. The Torah here teaches us about the halachos of the karban ola. We have kachim kalim and kachim kachim. This is one of the kachim kachim, karban ola. Kulo kalil, it's completely burned on the mizbeach. And Chazal and the Mefarshim try to understand the Lashon of the Pasuk. What does it mean, Adam ki yakriv mikem karban l'Hashem? So Chazal in the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, learn, mikem velo kulchem, lo tzias amumar, that we do not accept a karban ola. There are certain olos that are chiyuvim. There are situations where a karban ola has to be brought. But there are also times when a karban ola can be donated. A person from their own goodwill can offer to bring a karban ola. The Gemara tells us, "Mikem v'lo kulchem lahotzias amumar." We will not accept a karban from a mumar, a person who rejects. And in this context, we're talking about amumar l'kol haTorah kula. We will not accept a karban from a person who rejects the entire Torah, the entire law, corpus of law of Torah. Mikem v'lo kulchem lahotzias amumar. This is the Gemara in Chulin. However, the Gemara there continues and says another drasha from the word mikem. Mikem chalakti velo beumos. This chiluk, this distinction between a mumar and a regular halacha abiding Jew, that distinction is only made by Jews. But by non-Jews, if a non-Jew on his own goodwill wishes to give a karban, and it would be a karban ola, so we will accept it from him, even if he's an Oved Avodah Zarah. Any guy, there is no chiluk between Gentiles. All Gentiles, if they want to give a karban ola, will be accepted. But by Jews, we make this chiluk, we have a higher standard, we make this chiluk between a halacha-abiding Jew and a mumar. And this is Chazal's interpretation of the pasuk. The Sforno, in his commentary on the Chumash, explains the word mikem to teach us that when a person's makriv a karban, it needs to come from himself. It has to come from a place of sincerity, from a place of subservience and giving himself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It can't be for kavod. It can't be because he had an inspiration. Now he just wants to be yotze. So he just is doing it. But it's got to come from a real hisbatlus, a real negating of oneself, klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a recognition and an appreciation for who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, a true Yira Shamayim, that has to be the context in which the karbon is given. A real desire to come close. The word karbon is the shorish of the word, is to come close. I remember my mother for years as a child always teaching me that a karbon is the lashon of coming close. And that feeling, that desire, that kavana needs to be present when one brings a karban. Adam kiyakrev mikem. It has to come from you. It has to be real. In the writings of the Gedolei Chasidus, so the words of Adam kiyakrev mikem has a slightly different orientation, different interpretation, really. Mikem means from within you, your pnimius, your ritzonos, your sheifos, your desires, your goals, your strivings in life. Those all have to be given over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're mikem. You have to be yakriv mikem as a karban l'Hashem. A person needs to be willing to sacrifice his own goals, his own inspirations, for that which he identifies as what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from a person in their life. As we know in Pirkei Avos, Botel ritzonecha avur ritzono. A person has to be willing to be mevatel his own ritzonos for the ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ratzon Hashem. And that's how the Bali Chasidus read this pasuk, Adam ki yakriv mikem. You have to be willing to be makriv, to sacrifice yourself, your mikem. Why? To be karban l'Hashem, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Soloveitchik provides for us an additional interpretation of these words. He says that sometimes a person feels a hisorus to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person feels an inspiration. A person feels stirred spiritually and wants to come close. Comes our pasuk and teaches, Mikem, Be aware that that is coming from you. Adam ki yakriv mikem. That's you. Sometimes a person finds themselves in a struggle. They don't know who the real them is. Sometimes they have she'ifos. They have aspirations for things that are not ruchnius. The things, I wouldn't even call them to be successful. Those are also good aspirations. But sometimes a person has aspirations, has desires for things that are not so great. Things that are more associated with sin, with gashmius, with physicality. And that's natural. That's part of being a human being. But other times a person feels inspired for that which is ruchni, that which is spiritual. And sometimes a person is wondering, who am I? Am I that person who did this sin, or who did that sin, or is a slave to this taiva, or to that taiva? Or am I the one who davens with kabbana? Am I the one who likes to learn Torah? And a person can sometimes feel an identity crisis. Comes the Torah and says, Adam ki yakriv mikem. When you're bringing a carbon, you should be aware that that's you. That's the real you. Leiv tahor barali Elokim. Haneshama shenasata bi tahorahi. I am pure. I do want to do what's right. And even though I don't always do it, but that's the real me. Adam ki yakriv mikem. When you're bringing a carbon, realize that that's mikem. That's the real you. I think all of these last three explanations, that of the Sforno, that of the Gedolei Chassidus, and that of Soloveitchik, all relate back to the drasha of Chazal. I think all three of these perushim are highlighting something that's very unique about Jews and about the entire structure of Judaism. That yes, we have a very high standard. A person does need to try to do things from a place of being amiti, of being real, of being sincere. That's a very high priority. Yes, when it comes to a Gentile who wants to bring a carbon, so just bring the carbon. But by a Jew, we're going to say to him, wait a second, let's make sure that this is sincere. Let's make sure that this carbon helps you realize that you need to give yourself over, like the Gedolei Chassidus say. You have to be willing to sacrifice sometimes for your Judaism. You have to be willing to sacrifice for your ideals. And lastly, Rav Soloveitchik's idea that a person has to be aware and cognizant and recognize how special he is and how holy he is, and about how sometimes, even though he doesn't always act the way that he should, that at his core, his real ultimate desire, Ritzoneinu lasos ritzoncha, as the Gemara in Brachos says, u'mima'akev sor shebi'isa, that Rav Alexandria, I believe it was, used to raise up his hands and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my ratzon is to do your ratzon, that's my true desire. And that a person, when he's bringing a karbon, can't just be an act of bringing a karbon that we'll just accept from anyone. But it has to be coming from a place where you recognize who you are, and what your real core is. So Be'ezras Hashem, we should all take the different messages that we hear, that we've heard from the Sforno and the Gedolei Chassidus and of Soloveitchik, and try to use all of those to raise ourselves up as we read these parshios that have to do with karbanos. We should all be zocha lehit karev, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to experience for ourselves a tremendous Geula Pratis, where a person can feel a tremendous sense of redemption on a personal level as they are more and more aware of their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a great Shabbos.